friends, are you ready to heal your trauma and put your broken heart back together again, or defeat depression, anxiety, and overcome disappointment? I want to encourage you today. There is a way to more peace and more joy, a way to feel confident and hopeful again. Here, we offer hope and healing to women going through the most challenging seasons of their life. I'm your host, Tarina Chin, author, business owner, and most importantly, I'm a woman of God, ready to remind you of God's precious promises. Remember, God has a plan for you to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future. Today's video is sponsored by FDC. It is a course that has been created to help Christian entrepreneurs. I strongly suggest this course because it goes over various ways to make money from home and how to market and advertise online. The other amazing thing about this course is it has resell rights, which means that once you buy the course, it is yours to sell over and over again. And it also has products with inside of the course that you can also sell. If you are someone who wants to make money from home or looking to start a business from home, I highly recommend to go check out these products. You can go to stan.store/coachtarina, and I'm also going to put the link in the show notes. Hi friends, welcome back, or welcome to the His Promises podcast. I'm your host, Tarina Chin, and I just want to thank all of you who have been leaving me reviews and those who have just been returning to listen to the podcast. I'm grateful for you and thank you very much. I appreciate you. So today I want to talk about how it is time to get up. It is your time. Okay, your purpose is waiting for you. Your calling is calling you. I remember back in the day, I was dating this guy in high school many, many years ago. I thought I was in love, so I went off to college while he stayed back home. I tried to continue to make it work because honestly, he made me feel cute and he made me feel special. I thought it was real. But then one day while I was away at college trying to better myself, get my education, I get a phone call from a girl saying he cheated on me. Then I get a phone call from two other people saying the same thing. My anger and my sadness was raging. And I call this ex and I say, look, I heard what you did. Is this true? I got everybody telling me this. And after yelling and screaming and begging him to be honest, he finally tells the truth. In that moment, I was heartbroken. But over time, I realized that I had outgrown him. God was calling me to a higher place, and being attached to him was slowing me down. Had that not happened, had I not felt betrayed and heartbroken, I probably would have just stayed with him and would have hindered my growth with the Lord and would have hindered my calling from doing what he told me to do. God wanted me to find out because he knew that it was needed to move on with peace, to know that he was not for me. He was not a part of the next steps and plan that God had for my life. We weren't meant to be together long term because his life was on a completely different path than mine. Had we stayed together, I wouldn't have been able to meet my husband now and have my baby and the wonderful life I have now. When you desire to live a life that is honoring to God, people who don't align with that purpose have to go. Things that don't align with that purpose have to go. Things that don't align with that purpose have to go. Everything attached to you that hinders your growth has to be cut off. 1 Corinthians 15, 32-33 tells us that there are people who will want to live life as if there's no resurrection. They want to indulge in all these things and all kinds of things that are against God because they either don't believe there's a heaven or they don't take God or Jesus or the Bible very seriously. They have no fear of the Lord. The Bible says, don't be fooled thinking we can casually or intimately be attached to people who live like this because bad company corrupts good character. In other words, as much as we think we can be attached to evil and still do good, it's not possible. I really believe that now is your time. Now is your time to get free from those things that are hindering you. And maybe it's not a relationship. But maybe it's something else in your life, something you're attached to that God no longer wants you a part of. So today I want you to get up and let go. Let go of what they said about you. Don't worry about someone trying to leave you, because really, it's probably for the best. Don't worry about that betrayal, because really, it's probably for the best that God wanted to remove you from that situation. And the only way for you to be removed was for you to get hurt by them. So don't worry about the hurt. Now is your time to overcome it. The devil wants you to stay stuck in a rut. He wants you to feel defeated, overwhelmed, and discouraged. Because as long as you stay there, you can't become all God is calling you to be. But God is calling you out. I believe it, and I'm declaring it. Most times what we go through is for a purpose, and God has a plan for your pain. If they cheated on you and you found out, it's because God is trying to open your eyes before you step into a miserable marriage. If they left you, it is because God is preparing someone better for you. If they betrayed you, it is because that person is no longer serving you. God is calling you higher, and where you are going, certain people may not be able to go with you. So I know that that really hurt you and you're in a lot of pain. But just know that your suffering will only last for a little while. And now is your time to get out, to get up, and move forward. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." So I just want to encourage you today, friend, that if you have been suffering, if you have went through some kind of hurt, betrayal, or disappointment, God himself will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. God bless you, friend. Now is your time. Get up and move forward. God is calling you to your purpose in him. God bless you, and have a beautiful week. And I'll see you back soon. Cling to his promises and don't let go.